does. It shows that I guess I still got it. Skewed a little bit, whatever. But it's been hard. It's been really hard. Here they come, trying to hold them back. Just telling yourself that you can't do it anymore is tough. To give up and whatnot. And I gave up the damn first stage win. And didn't say anything on the radio. And my parents always said, and everybody's helped me, always said, when I'm pissed off, I drive better. So I did everything I could. I told myself to quit and just pull in and don't even try again for the second stage. And my mental game is really shot right now, but damn, it feels good to win something. I've failed at a lot of things in life recently, and I'm working to make those things better. So we'll see what we can get tonight. I ain't gonna say we ain't got a shot in hell, but we might be the most exciting one out there.
Take us to the last minute of it. Like, that was very aggressive.
Yeah.
You knew you had to go for it.
Yeah, I think, I think with Bowman taking the bottom there, it gave me a shot, and I thank Suarez for giving me the shove and knew that, you know, I couldn't run the middle in 3 and 4, and he could. He was on new tires, so I had to do everything I could. And I remember watching truck races, specifically thinking about when Kyle and Kyle were battling behind me at Homestead in 14, how hard they were side drafting. I knew I had to do the same thing without wrecking, and almost gave it back to him coming off 4. So just good racing there. You know, obviously Daniel and I are really close, so hope there's no hard feelings. We know what's on the line. I would expect the same thing. We're putting our lives on the line, and hell, it's that's what happens.
I gotta ask you, what do you think that phone call's gonna be like when y'all do talk?
Oh, it won't be a phone call. I'll go talk to him in person. I know where his bus is. I'll bring him a beer. Or I'll bring him a Coke, I'm sorry. And we'll have a Coke and a smile.
You said you still got it. Did you doubt that?
I've been down it for years. Honestly, I have. And that's been tough. It's been tough to climb back in each and every week, telling yourself that you suck. But I guess not today.
No, not at the end of that stage one and paid off at stage two.
Say that again, I'm sorry.
What did you learn at the end of stage one that paid off at the end of stage two that gave you the victory?
Don't bleep up. That's what I learned. Don't give it up again. And I gave it up the first time. No, I was like, hey, maybe a caution will come back out. And about a lap later, a caution came back out. So I was like, all right, here it goes. This is your second shot. You don't get many second shots in life. And that was it. And I had to capitalize on it.
Describe your feelings right now.
Happy, sad. I'm still telling myself that I'm not good enough, but we're about to go fight for $1 million, so we're good.
Yeah, but you know what? Jimmy Johnson has always said that telling himself that he wasn't going to cut it always motivated him to be able to be who he was. If he didn't give himself a hard time, he didn't muster it up. He always said that.
Yeah, I guess. I don't know if his hard time's the same as my hard time, because it's been really low for me, so we'll see.
Thanks. How much did that win just kind of really blot off your shoulders, and how different did it feel?
I could care less about $1 million. We already won tonight, so we're good.